For our children's message this morning, I couldn't wait to get my basket out again. And I know we're not inviting the children to come forward just yet, but I just wanted to be in the center and share with you from this vantage point because this feels like home. And of course, I have something to show you. So child or child at heart, we tune in at this point. I don't know about you, but I love watching the birds in our yard. And in the spring, I love watching the birds build nests and eggs being laid and little chicks hatching. So this spring, we had two different robin families make use of a nest that was placed on the speaker below our porch roof. It was a nice, safe spot. I actually think they liked our choice of music, just saying. But the first family had 5 eggs in the nest, the second had 4. And I watched as the mother robin sat on the nest and kept all the eggs nice and warm. And then they finally hatched, and then the little heads came up above the nest, and you could see them all the time, the heads in the air. You know what I'm talking about, the mouths wide open, expectant, the parents coming and going constantly to feed the little ones. And then when they finally get big enough and it's time for the birds to leave the nest, we would see the parents in the nearby maple trees beckoning them out of the nest. It was like you could understand what they were saying as they chirped. And some were reluctant, some more eager. This last time around, I actually got to watch them leave the nest. It was just this past week. I was eating my lunch on the porch, and the first one came tumbling out of the nest. Now, I sort of think he was pushed. I'm not sure. He hit the deck with kind of a thump, shook himself off, but the first thing he did was open his mouth and put his head up. That's what fascinated me the most about the birds. The little ones always had their heads up, their mouths open, and when the food came, they were always chirping. It was like it was a wonderful commotion. So there's the little stunned one on the deck, head up, mouth open, and wouldn't you know it, mom shows up to feed him and then goes off with him and takes him to safety. The last bird out of the nest this week was actually the largest and the loudest. Now, I was sure that was going to be the first one to go, but nope, this one was reluctant. And I could hear the parents in the trees beckoning, and it was almost as though the bird was shaking its head. I'm not going, not going. Finally, mom shows up with a little more food and beckons the bird out of the nest. Now, why am I telling you all of this? Well, because I think we can learn from the birds. In fact, I didn't save the nest that was on top of the speaker. When I tried to gently knock it down to get it, it was so well worn, having housed 2 families, that it fell apart. But I had a nest from before, and it's pretty fragile, but I saved it because it reminds me of some very important things. I think of the little birds in the nest, their heads always up, their mouths always open, expectant. If we want to receive what Jesus has to offer, we need to be an awful lot like those little birds. Our heads always up, maybe not our mouths always open, but our ears always open, always expecting something good to come to us from a loving parent. And I think also of the birds in the nest when it was time to beckon them out. The little ones trusted that the parents in the trees beckoning them could be trusted to watch over them. Like the mother who came to deal with the one who had been jostled out of the nest, or the one that was reluctant to leave. Like the little birds in the nest, we need to be watching and expecting. And when Jesus beckons us out of our nest or our safe place, wherever that may be, the challenge is to trust that he's going to be there for us and help us, as scary and as overwhelming as it may be. In the story I just read from Scripture, when Jesus was in his hometown, the people there weren't open to what he had to say. They weren't expectant. They didn't think anything good could come from him, and because of that, he couldn't help them. Let's not be like the people in Jesus' hometown. Let's be like the baby birds in the nest, heads up, always expectant. And when the time comes to leave the nest, when Jesus beckons us out of whatever safe place we may be in to try something new, something different, something scary, let's dare to trust him. Because I know the first step is hard, just like that first flight out of the nest is hard. But if we dare to take that step, Jesus has promised to be there for us. God has promised to be watching over us. And this little nest, which I'm going to place on my desk, will be a reminder of that. And I'm going to hang on to it until it falls apart. And hopefully by then, the image will be ingrained in my mind, so I will dare to watch and trust. Let's be together in a spirit of prayer. And then as we come to the end of the prayer, join me in praying our Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Gracious God, thankfully you have given us safe places, nests where we are fed and where we feel at home. But there comes a time when we need to step out of those nests, and we need courage to do that. So help us, God, to be watching for you in all that we do, to be trusting you as you come to us in other people, in life experiences, in things we hear and see. Give us courage beyond our own. Remind us we are not alone. All of these things we pray, remembering how Jesus taught his disciples and us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
think that should come after the sermon. I'm just saying. I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer.